Call the meeting to order. I have a pledge break. Would you please lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Karen Armstrong.
Present.
Jane Donahue.
Here.
Kathleen Greenberg-Funes.
Here.
Frank Hay.
Here.
Leonard King.
Present.
Stan Karofsky.
Present.
Richard Levine.
Here.
George Palmer.
Here.
Steve Trombley.
Here.
Timothy Palmer.
Here.
Thank you. Next, we'll open the floor for public comment. Is there anyone that would like to make a comment to the board tonight? This would be just a comment only. Yes, sir.
There's just a couple of things I'd like to address as far as the school is concerned. And my daughter, as far as lunchtime, I called the school a couple of times and talked to the principal once. And I talked to one of the secretaries and principal the other time. And the kids aren't getting enough time to eat. She's getting 5 to 6 minutes if they're toward the end of the line. And the teachers tell them they got to eat faster. There's no way they can eat faster. Well, I'm giving her a dollar, and she's getting food out of machines. And the other thing is, at the end of the day, the kids in the middle school furthest away from their lockers in the classroom, or their lockers to get their coats and stuff, they don't have time to go get their coats. She missed the bus twice. Just from going to class with her and another girl, I gave both a ride home. And because they don't have time to go to their locker from the classroom, the last class, the locker, get their coat, and catch the bus. The buses are leaving by the time they're running out of school. I know there's issues with middle school, timing and stuff like that, but something's got to be addressed. Because there's no way they have time to go to lockers, catch their bus, and they sure as heck don't have enough time to eat. So, you know, it's just something I want on record. So I called twice, like I said. Nothing
done. Okay, thank you. Is there any other comment? Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, we've got a petition coming around. We were hoping that you guys could take a look at it because kids' career have come along and stuff. And we just need the residents to be in town. Because we're looking at the situation and stuff. And it was kind of on us. On how he was handing down the agreement that was made. And we would like to see if you guys could do something about it.
Could you identify yourself, sir?
It's Tom Daniels.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I have received that. Thank you very much. Is there any other comments?
The other person's name, did he say? Is this one? Did you make the other guy's name? No, the
name. Could we get your name again?
Tom Daniels.
Tom Daniels.
Middle school.
Oh, this gentleman here.
So, Randy Rock.
Randy Rock.
Randy.
Thank you.
Randy.
R-A-N-E-Y.
Yeah.
Okay.
Class of 7.
Go class of 7. Okay, we'll move next to 2A, which is the consent agenda. Motion to put that on the floor. Thank you. Thank you, Frank. Now that that's on the floor, I have to make two changes. On the second page, which is on the back of your first one, under B, personnel, I'm going to remove the first item, person, to executive session for questions on personal history.
This is under resignations?
Yes, under resignations.
The first item?
The first item only.
Okay.
The first name.
The first name.
The first name.
Oh, just the first name.
Just the first person.
Okay.
Just that first person. And on C, under financial, that's on your third page on the front, on the substitute stipend for athletic site coordinator positions.
Page 5.
Thank you. Total costs are incorrect. We'll pull that out of consent and we'll go over that individual, if that's okay with everyone.
Page 5,
top of the page, C.
Okay.
Pulling the stipends, non-contractual.
From the consent, because we need to get it corrected.
Yes, it's coming off consent.
It's coming off the consent.
Off consent, yes.
Mr. President, yes. Could you explain for those in attendance in the general public, what a consent agenda is, just because we typically don't list things that way?
Yes, this is actually the first time we've done it in a block, but a consent agenda is a block agenda where all the board agrees to in advance. Consent to a motion and carry for all the items listed within the consent agenda. So we're not voting on each and every one, we're voting on the whole consent agenda, which tonight is section 5 through section C, or 7C, need my eyeballs, section 8, A through C, and section 9. And when we vote, it means we voted for all of those individuals at one time. It's basically done to save time, because we have requests from faculty, not faculty, but administration and faculty, which is backing that tonight for budget purposes. So to give them the allotted time, since we're rapidly going into budget season, free up some of that time. So that's what a consent agenda is. It's a consent to do all of that together in one vote.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's a good idea. So the motion on the floor, and I'd like to do this as a roll call because we have items in here that need to be roll called. So this will be a roll call event agenda vote.
Do we have to, we don't have to amend our motion? Because we pulled things off?
We do have to, yes, you're correct. We have to amend the motion to allow the movement of two items. So, Frank, you made the motion.
No, actually.
Oh, Richard did?
I'll make the motion to withdraw the two items list.
Okay.
I'll second.
Frank's agreed to second. We'll go with a roll call vote.
Karen Armstrong?
Yes.
Jane Donahue?
Yes.
Kathleen Grimberg-Cunez?
Yes.
Frank Hay?
Yes.
Leonard King?
Yes.
Stan Karofsky?
Yes.
Richard Levine?
Yes.
George Palmer?
Yes.
Steve Trombley?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. We'll try to do the consent agenda more often to help to alleviate time on some of these tasks. Next, we'll move to reports and presentations. And just in case, I'd like to go with Tim first, so that if we get long in tooth and he has work to do, he can dismiss himself. If you're ready, Tim.
Yep, right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, today we had our sixth annual Model UN conference here at Beacontown, which I had the opportunity of presiding over. It's not so much different than what we do here. I thought it was a pretty good conference overall. It wasn't perfect, but then again, there wasn't anything that went wrong, so it went smoothly, which made my day much easier. Last weekend, the Drama Club put on their production, Adventures of the Comic Book Hero, here at the school on Friday and Saturday night. I didn't attend it, but I heard it was pretty good, and that went smoothly too. Tonight, our wrestlers have their last home meet of the year, which means it's senior night, and they also have sectionals on Saturday in Peru, and volleyball sectionals start on Friday also.
Do the sectionals run into the vacation period?
If they keep winning.
If they keep winning. Thank you. Does the board have any questions? Tim? Thank you very much, sir. We'll next move to the superintendent's report. I'll turn this over now to Dr. Spisato.
One of the things I tried to do on here is to put more in agenda format what we're going to be discussing. And again, it's an update. And one of the things I tried to do is I have information to give you, and I wanted every meeting that we have right now to give you some update and kind of status point of where we are with finances and instruction in relationship to the budget. Because one of the comments that have been made is it's like kind of a mystery sometimes, like how are we doing this and what does this mean? We don't wait till the last minute to put it together, because right now we're in the middle of trying to reconcile our enrollment. We look at our current staffing. We then do our projected staffing based on enrollment and projected enrollment. And while we're doing that, we start the budget process. So what we have right now is, I'm going to pass out to people, we start with the stuff, materials and supplies and things of that sort. And one of the things we have as a point in time to share with the board is I have the buildings and grounds budget that's tentatively completed, which has operations and maintenance, and the transportation budget, which includes also the garage part. Those numbers are here, and I want to give it to you so you can see the format that we've done. I didn't do this as a PowerPoint for other people because it'd be too small to see that. See if that's enough, sir. Do you have one?
Yeah.
If we have enough, then I did make extras. I'll give out to whoever if they want to share some of it. Let me see if we have enough. Do you have enough?
You keep going.
Oh, no? Okay. We're going to pass out a couple of them. I guess what I want the board to look at, this is only a draft, right? This is our point in time, and as we're looking at the budget, what we do to build the budget is we make some basic assumptions. The assumptions are everything that currently is in the budget, including people, we want to roll over to next year. So if we know that we have a couple people that are retiring, what we assume is they're going to, the FTE for the person, that money is still sitting in the budget right now until we like kind of balance everything up. So what we did is we asked these groups to look, and Kevin was the first one done, and Kevin's here. And part of this, if you have some general questions, this is not for board action. It's not for any formal thing except to give you a heads up about where we are in the process. And kind of a cursory overview using, let me go to transportation first. Kevin's budget, because Kevin's always usually the first one gets his budget done. He spends a lot of time on it. Overall, you can see the projected amount, the current amount, and the difference that it's up or down in dollars. And so at the bottom, when you look at this, his transportation budget went down a little bit, and the garage budget went down a little bit, and that's what it looks like right now. Now, that's subject to change. That's based on what we know about, like, and Kevin, jump in any time, about fuel costs and all that kind of stuff that go with it. So also with this is, again, is a draft. These numbers are subject to change. Now, our goal, theoretically, is hopefully they're not going to go up. But this could go up only, I guess, if it really, Kevin, and correct me if I'm wrong, has to do with more of the fuel and the heating oil. And Don's basically would say the same thing. But this is our best guesstimate after them reviewing these pieces and areas. So if you look at Don's, and we'll go back up, because Don's is buildings and grounds. There's two parts, operations and maintenance. And so you can see how much was initially allocated for equipment. And he had $18,000 as an example. Now he's looking at eight. And so it went down 55.56%. Part of that, what we're trying to establish and I want the board to be aware of, is that we're looking at these as our base budgets. This is what we need in order to maintain maintenance and transportation on a year-to-year basis. So what Don and I are looking at is if Don needs a big-ticket item for equipment, we're going to put that out as a separate initiative and ask the board if that's something we would consider. So if we wanted to buy a tractor, and the tractor's, what, how much? Okay. That's not going to be part of his base budget because it's above and beyond like the normal operation. So what we're trying to establish with our cost center approach, and remember, we're doing this is the cost center. We're also going to do the traditional approach. But in order to do the traditional, we analyze all the cost centers. So right now, as those discussions come up, there's been some discussions, Kevin, correct me too, about we talked a little bit about pumps and replacing the pumps down at the bus garage. And have you heard about that? I think you've heard that a little before, that there's a problem with some of that. We're going to give you more information on that later and also do formal presentations, but this is our best guess at this point for the stuff, I call it. The big ticket items we are identifying as an initiative, and we're going to deal with that separately. But our goal is that this is what we need to live with. So if you say, Mark, we have a problem with the budget, we need to reduce, we're going to say, he can't cut this back anymore because we could have a problem. That's our goal. So where are the other things that are going to be listed right out in the front as initiatives or special projects? So one of the items that I think they both have, or Don, you have it, is projects 463. Don has some projects that he works on. And again, if I misquote, you can tell me. But some of those things, projects would be like doing some of the minor construction, taking a wall up or putting it down, relocating things of that sort. We talked about some minor issues with sealing driveways and stuff like that. What were a couple others?
Striping.
Well, people don't realize roughly, how much does it cost if you have to stripe? How much was that again?
It should be about $27,000.
To put lines down. So again, now this is the dollar amount we will give you later, and you will have the detail to see what all that means. But what we're trying to do is, this is kind of the general thing. So as you look over this and you have some questions, you say, okay, I would like to know, like, give me the breakdown of the equipment or contracts or whatever. We will have that information available, and we're working on it. So we have all the backup, but this is the general thing. The good news right now, Don, go ahead.
Just to highlight, people think just laying is $27,000. It's also to seal it.
Correct.
Fill in the cracks and stuff before we do it. I mean, that doesn't cost $27,000.
Just to put lines down.
So I just want to clarify.
So I guess what I wanted to do with this a little bit is to kind of show this to the board. If you have some questions about any of the budgets in a general sense, you can just give me a heads up. You can let me know. But this is not for rear action. It's just informational. So my update, what I want to tell you right now, is we're done with these two pieces, almost. We're going to, like, put them in our system, because remember, everything is electronic now. We have it all on computer. So as we get the pieces, we plug them in. So we're waiting. We're going to, next time I should be able to give you the central office one, the board's budget. We want to share the board's budget with you, because you have to decide then what you want to do with your budget. We made some recommendations based on spending that you need to increase certain categories. And again, it's up to the board to decide. This is what we have. And again, when you want to have a conversation about the detail, we can, but this is strictly an update. Kevin, do you have anything generally about this, or you wanted to add that maybe I left off? Because what I do have that's not on here that I want to give out next is, Kevin asked, and I have that information as a draft, about a bus proposition. But before we get into that, Kevin, was there something you wanted to mention that I left out, or Don? So this is, and again, I know, Karen, we've had some of those conversations, like, where are we with some of this? This we're done with so far, and it's subject to change. What we've all agreed is, hopefully, if it's going to change, it's going to go down a little, because, again, these are based on list prices and things that we're looking at. But right now, we're within the same range we were last year. And even with the cost of living and things going up, they're still about the same budget, which I think is good. So they've done a good job looking at that, trying to maintain things.
Do you have any idea? I know you haven't got a crystal ball, but fuel oil prices and gasoline prices, are they going to be stable? Or, of course, if we invade Iran, I guess.
Don't say that. Shut your mouth.
Right now, what I did is I contacted the people we participated with the Water Town Post Chief.
This guy.
And what I did is he sent me two quotes, two of the people that are involved in the oil company and purchasing oil and producing all that. One of them came back saying that it should drop. They're saying that it would be $45 to $55 a barrel when we go out for heating. They're also postponing our bid time. Instead of doing it in early spring, they're going to do it in the summer, where that way you get the best price in the world before you go in. So hopefully that will go lower. That's why you're showing
that decrease.
And we're going to but you got to remember everything. I took the coldest year. That's how I do it. The coldest year that the school district had since I've been here since 95. Any information and data that I could get before that, and that's how I compute it. Whatever our oil consumption was at that time with those boilers, plus adding the new boiler and our new updated equipment that we've got now, which is causing more, that's what that is computing. Because you can't assume you're going to have a nice easy squall or whatever. So basically, that's what that's computing.
Thank you.
Any money that's left over, we will definitely get that.
Oh, yeah. Now, with this also, then, since Kevin is here, Kevin has asked, again, now we're making some assumptions, and I need a little direction on the board with this, and again, you don't have to answer this tonight. One of our assumptions, and Kevin can give a little of the history, is that every year we put up bus propositions. And what's on this paper is based on his numbers that he has now. I guess we buy two types of buses, and what you see, we want to buy two, we trade in two of that type, and you get $9,000 knocked off the price. The other one, it's the Bluebird buses, you get, $11,500. So the grand total difference, including the four buses and the minivan, would be $362. What I didn't look up, and I don't know, Kevin, if you know it or anybody else here, what the cost was for this year's proposition. Did the cost go up or down? I don't know that. I forgot to look that up.
Yeah,
these are up. Okay, so what we need to look at, and then help me remember, what I need to give the board is tell you what last year's price was and what the difference, how much it went up. Because we're trying to do that, but I forgot.
What difference did you say? Could you repeat that, please?
On the chart where it says the buses are $182,000,
yeah.
Then he's trading in two of those international buses. They're giving him a $9,000 credit?
Yeah, okay. I understand. But I thought you used a figure of $23,000. And I didn't see that anywhere. Anything add up to that?
No, I'm sorry if I said that I misspoke.
I probably misheard.
Okay. Okay. The only thing that's not on here I said that I will do is I want to look up how much we spent. It's around because we're trying to do that with all these documents. What we're trying to do is say, here's our current amount that you spent, and here's our projected. So I'm going to add the column like we did on this other document that shows it, so people can see that as a work document. So again, not for the board to comment right now, but Kevin, do you want to comment a little bit about why we do this?
One of the biggest increases in school buses this year is they've added an emission charge because of the new fuel and the new engines to meet the 2007 emissions. So each bus went up $6,200 just the emissions. That's not even all the cost of other things that's gone up on it as well. But that was a big jump right there. So to take four buses, almost $25,000 up just because of the emissions. And that's a mandatory thing that's up to do about it. But my main objective, why I say four buses, is we've always tried to maintain the state recommends a 10-year program, which most schools try to meet that 10-year program. We're running 43 buses, so it makes sense to buy four a year. It was back quite a few years ago, I think about 10 or 12 years ago, we went 1 year, we didn't buy buses, and then what happened? The next two following years, we bought six for the second. I don't think we want to go back to the taxpayers with a large amount like that, so I just believe we should stay who's working for us.
Yeah.
Question.
Just a total cost to us? Or is this with aid or without aid? Or
doing a comment?
This would be whatever state aid. We get good state aid. I don't know what our cost is.
Yeah.
And rate, I think it varies, doesn't it, Ron, year to year? State aid?
State aid's roughly about 76%. Is that correct, Dan? It's around the 70% range?
And this total amount is in the budget. It's not an additional cost to the taxpayers. And that's what it says in the document, that you're... This doesn't make your taxes go up. If the budget is approved the way it is, this is included as part of that because we banned the buses, correct?
Correct.
Ron had last year's amount on his computer. Again, we'll update this chart. It was $325,340. So $325,340. Ron said it went up about $37,000, which is approximately a 10% increase.
My question was, is that what we're going to pay?
Yeah.
That's our cost.
Yeah, that's the cost over time. Because
when
right?
you get a
overtime,
it comes back
but
to you over time.
We get 70% back of that.
Yeah.
But not all at once.
Not over all at once. Yeah. Every.
We still have to cough it up front.
We have to cough it up front, but we get 70% back. Yeah. So whatever the aid ratio is.
Same thing. It was about 64.
I thought it was 60 myself.
We're going to go 06, 07. And the difference.
Stan.
Question over there.
Yes, I'm sorry.
So why do we buy two international buses and two Bluebirds? Why don't we get four from the same place? Isn't
well, what's happening?
Don't you get three for plus a four?
Something? We've always been buying. We've been buying international. We always bought Bluebird. Well, Bluebird and International actually did a split here. Now International is building their own buses and Bluebird build their own buses. The problem is we have, like in our stock and our inventory, what we know how to repair. We've got both worlds, and we're finding that. The Internationals starting to build their own chassis as well as their bodies now. We're having a little bit of problems with them. And we don't want to phase off completely, so we've been the last couple years phasing in the Bluebirds and seeing how well they work with our warranty and purpose. So by splitting two and two, which they're almost the same price, we're actually keeping both companies honest, and they're both giving us good warranty and good service. As soon as we split off from one, the other one drops the ball on us, and we have problems. But we're just finding it's been working well doing it this way. Yeah.
Any other questions? We can move on to.
Okay. So, if it's okay, before I go into B, if I could jump to 2 and 3 for a minute, because then I think Sue wants us over there for the PowerPoint, and her PowerPoint will be right after this, so we don't have
yes.
to move back if that's,
that's
right
good.
With the board.
That's a good idea.
All right, Ron.
Does anybody have any problems with that?
So before we get into that, I'll go to the point of sale. One of the things I wanted to mention is there's been, I've received some concerned comments and questions from parents about food charges and letters being sent for meals that are like low, like getting a bill sent home for $1.75 and things of that sort. And I wasn't really aware of the degree in which it was going out. Just so the board knows that we are addressing that. That's not acceptable. We're going to change that. We're looking at it. And what I'm leading to, you're going to hear me talk about, it's a policy issue again. That right now we've established, roughly they're looking at, until a child gets up to so many meals, and I don't know if you established the number yet, three meals, you're going to do what?
They're allowed to charge up to three meals.
Okay.
After that, they won't be allowed to charge anymore. They'll give them peanut butter and jelly or cheese sandwich and milk.
And that what we're looking at is at one time, just in case the board has heard, the peanut butter and jelly and milk or cheese or whatever it was for those kids that can't have peanut butter and jelly was almost the cost of a full meal. So we're also looking at changing that, and basically it's like a charge of 50 cents, I think we talked about. Then a little we had some discussions with business office that before a letter is sent home, kids are going to have to accumulate up to how many days of not bringing in money? Did you come up with that yet?
$15 or less will go home once a week with the kids. $15 or more will go home in the mail.
So what we're doing again, and we're going to put this all in writing, and we're going to notify the parents. It's going to be put on our website. But I also wanted this for the record publicly that we're working to correct it, and we're doing it because we received some calls. I know that their office did, and so did mine, and I think some board members got calls. And when it was brought to our attention, we need to address it. The bottom line is that we don't want to waste the stamp or bother parents, that unless it's an amount that's, like, again, what they're saying, projected $15, we're not going to send home and, like, kind of hassle people. With that said, the other part goes, well, what are you going to do if a child, you know they have money, but they're not buying food? Because let's say they're going to the vending machines, or they're giving their money to their friends, or they want to save it for after school. And it's none of our, you know, issue, really our business. We can't do anything about it. So if you know that's going on, and we do have some students that do that, correct?
Yeah.
Can we then say at a certain point in time, we're not going to give you food anymore? And so the question was, yeah, is it okay to do that or not, and how is that going to work? There was a slightly difference of opinion. And I guess from my background, my understanding was you can't deny a kid food ever.
Right.
We did research that, and we have some information from state ed. And again, I'll just give this a little verbal because, again, this is an update. We'll give you more detail. And we need to put this in writing to the parents, but they have to work the bugs out of it. One of the things we want to look at is we need some board policy. And one of the things that I think you would be requesting formally later, so we'd like the board to we'll put the document together and then have the board meet to review it, but we will take the lead developing the things that we need to do. And I don't know if we can get it done by the next work session, but you can. Is that what your plan is?
Yes.
Okay. And one of the things that came up was, okay, explain about the money and giving change.
What some people do is if you owe charges, first of all, you can't buy a la carte items. And if you have $2 that you're giving us, we don't give you your quarterback for your change. We keep it and put it towards your charges.
But in order to do that,
we need to have a policy
that would say you're not going to get change. Now, the other thing that I think, Roxanne, you gave me this about establishing the charges, and we talked about this a little, and she double-checked with state ed, and state ed says denying meals. Be sure you're not denying meals to children, and it's important to remember that they're saying that, however, before denying any student a meal, you should carefully consider the negative consequences of an action. And this is what they're saying to school districts. And bottom line, again, I will give copies of this to people, and this, again, we're going to straighten this out. It says, be sure not to deny meals to very young children. And it is important to remember that the basis for denial of a meal to any child is the presence of a board policy that has been provided to every family in writing and followed up in writing to the parent prior to the actual denial of the meal. So what we're going to do again later is if the board says, and again, because sooner or later you have to get to a point where you say, you know, you can't just owe us a ton of money and come to school and never pay. We have to have the policy, and all those pieces have to be done, and we need that in your policy. So what we spoke about is I'm just giving you the heads up. We're trying to correct this. We are not denying any child food. If a child doesn't have money, they're given the basic, and the bill that's accruing is not $1.25. It's going to be 50 cents. Is that correct? And now we want to move on this quickly so we can deal with it, but I know you've collected a lot of money.
Yeah, we started off with close to $4,000 in charges on October 29th.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
675 kids owe this money at that point. That's only 2 months into the school year. This week, we're down to $1,700 and 318 kids.
forth.
So it's come down quite a bit, but there's still a lot of money out there. It stopped. That's what I was trying to do, is stop it from another going up.
But one of the things we have to look at is, in the zeal to do this, too many letters were sent for too low numbers, and it was more of a ending up being like a, I had to use the word, more of a nuisance trying to bother somebody for $1.25 when we need to get it a little bit higher. So I just wanted to share with the public and the board that, yes, we are aware of it. Yes, we are going to correct it. And as things happen, please tell Roxanne and other people, and if it doesn't seem to be resolved, let us know. Because I wasn't really aware of it to that degree until people said stuff. So we'll get that to you as soon as possible.
Yes, Frank.
My understanding, the way that reads, the very young children, like the elementary students, wouldn't be denied if they forgot theirs.
No one is denied any food. But the real question is, then the kids can charge forever, and you can end up getting thousands of dollars
right.
in payment. When does it stop? If you want to stop it and say no more food, that's it. We have to have a board policy that establishes the when, how, and what's going to happen, and if we provide it in writing, then we can really legally stop it. If you don't do that, you're put in a position that's not in your best interest legally. And this is from the state aid again. Now, these are suggestions for establishing a charge policy, but they're saying basically, according to this Nutrition Act of 1966, it's not a violation of the Child Nutrition Act or School Lunch Act, but it does have negative consequences and needs to be addressed on both sides. So that's more to come on that. I don't know if anybody else has any general questions or comments about the point of sale.
Yes, Leonard.
Will both the Come On Head and the main building be treated the same way?
They have to be. Okay. And if they're not, okay, so I guess if they're not, I guess what I'd recommend to parents and everybody else is that, again, if it's something that the principal may or may not be aware of, but on the website and also we have listed is Roxanne's number and name to call. And if people know that, they should contact her directly. If you know of anybody in particular, if you want to kind of give her the heads up when you, in between a meeting or something here, I think she would appreciate that. We don't need to know the detail unless it's something you want to share where there's a difference of people being charged. So you're saying some people are not, what is the,
there's some of the offerings were made here that weren't being made. The same offering wasn't being made at Come On Head.
Okay, and that would not be acceptable, I would agree. Because, again, we're all the same school. Is there a reason or what?
Yes, because there's a severe peanut allergy in this building. So we can't even have peanut butter in the room when that child's in there. So they may have been offered a cheese sandwich rather than a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Okay, but those...
Okay,
but I guess then, Roxanne, I think for communication purposes, and because, again, we're trying to fix stuff and get the communication to parents, we should explain something like that, that in cases where there's a peanut allergy, your child may not be offered a peanut butter and jelly. But let's pretend the child really, really wants to have peanut butter and jelly. Then maybe the child can go someplace else, but that's something they can work out with the teacher. Because if that's what the kid wants to eat, we should be able to figure something out to help the child. But, again, those are good things to know, but parents need to know that. Okay.
You said we could make a comment?
Yes.
Because I don't know if I am going to be at the next work session. The comment I have is when you send out the policy to parents and explain why we're doing it, maybe giving them some dollar amounts that Roxanne just mentioned about we're trying to shore up and save money, which affects the whole bottom line, and, you know, like the 4,000 number. And because there are people that will look at that and understand.
So some background also. Of why. So, Roxanne, you got that part?
It's just a
okay.
comment.
Thank you. Any more discussion on the point of sale?
Or do you want me to? Okay. Can I go back to transportation state aid?
Yes.
Since the computer access can give us instant information, according to the state ed website, transportation aid in 0506 was 0.742. 0607, it's 0.748. So if they don't change that, that's where we are right now.
Okay. Wow.
So you can hang on to that because we'll need to know that.
That's nice.
All right, anything else about the point of sale? Mark, are we okay? So we'll work on that stuff and get it back to the board soon. A little bit on Regents Review Books. This is more informational. Is that it was brought to my attention from a couple parents that students, the question was, why are we charging students for review books when they're either being graded or they have to use them in their class? When I researched that and had some discussion with the department chairs and we talked about it, at one time, books like that, certain things were not aidable, so I guess people were asked to pay for them. The books, in my opinion, is kind of a twofold issue. One is, if it's a requirement for the course, it's a consumable workbook, Therefore, like we do in elementary school, and sometimes in math classes, you have consumable workbooks. The district must pay for it. You cannot ask the child or the parent to pay for the Regents exam books, because that's what we're talking about specifically right now, the Regents review books. And I can't help what has happened in the past. The other thing, there was a kind of a thought that since you don't get aid on these things, you can't buy stuff that you don't get aid. The district also spends more on textbooks and things of that sort than we get aid on, which is a good thing because we have a lot of materials for the students. So the bottom line of this is notice has been given. Mr. Prichette, have the students been informed yet about? Okay, but I guess the question when I haven't, do we have a department chair here? Okay. I guess the question for just, and if you know this, you can answer it. The issue was that any student that gave money to a staff member to purchase books, the students are going to get their money back and their check back or whatever happened. We only can reimburse this because it just started. I mean, we didn't buy them yet. We were just starting to collect. Do you know if that information was shared with the students yet?
As far as I heard the meeting yesterday, the money that was brought in wasn't enough.
Okay. All right. So, and I think that's correct. So I just wanted the board to know if you hear that. Now, if somebody says, well, can you do it from last year or the year before? I can't undo something that happened. But from now on, and we've all in agreement, if it's required, and again, it doesn't matter if it's used for some teachers, I guess, use them for grading. Some teachers require them because they want them as workbooks and just practice. If it's required, we pay. That's the end of the discussion. So that one we fixed. That was brought to our attention. It's done. The good thing, too, is now that we are buying them as a district, we get a large, we do them in bulk, we get a discount, and instead of paying, I'll pretend, like, you know, $8.75 a book, we're getting a lot lower. And that's the good thing about doing it that way also. So the difference isn't that much. And again, we have the money, it's in the budget, we still have money in the textbook line, it's not a burden. And so that's where we are with that. Do you have any comments or questions? Okay.
Quick comment.
Yes, sir.
Could you introduce the, I don't know if all board members knew who our chair was that you spoke to.
Oh, Scott Kutair. Okay, true. He is our ELA chair, K through 12, middle school teacher, currently. Yes. Yeah. No. Right. I don't want to misspeak, but that's how I remember it. Yes, and he's going to be doing a presentation. I'm sorry I didn't introduce you there too. So, all right. But you're going to be up pretty soon, right? With that, again, then we can go to, oh, you are up, creating a culture of literacy for middle school students, or are you at the next one? Okay. So I'm done with mine, if we can.
We're going to like to invite the board to move across for the PowerPoint and all our guests.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, no, that's good. That's using technology.
I'm Okay, I'll bring us back in session. You ready?
And we're going to page 4, which D, miscellaneous, was not in the consent agenda. Resolve that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to recognize the following individuals on obtaining a 2006-2007 Bright Ideas mini grant from the North Country Teachers Resource Center and for the 2006-2000 school year. In Deborah Benzini and Scott Miller in the amounts of $723 and
$750. I'll move it.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. The reason I wanted to keep this out, I wanted to recognize them on the floor for the achievement. Mm-hmm. Questions?
They'll be sent a letter to this effect?
Yes, they're going to be sent a letter, and we're also going to be sending a certificate on behalf of the board. Thank you, George, for reminding me. All in favor?
Aye. We need a roll call vote.
Oh, yes, we do. This is, thank you.
Roll call?
Roll call. Money coming in.
It's a change to the general fund.
Okay.
Good catch.
Karen Armstrong?
Yes.
Jane Donahue?
Yes.
Kathleen Greenberg-Gunes?
Yes.
Frank Hay?
Yes.
Leonard King?
Yes.
Stan Kroski?
Yes.
Richard Levine?
Yes.
George Palmer?
Yes.
Steve Trombley?
Yes.
Point of order.
Yes.
About the motion you just passed. The motion you passed was to accept and recognize these individuals, not to accept the money into the budget. It doesn't say that. It was not told to do that, therefore it's not in here. So I guess what I have to mention to the board is you need to amend the resolution because from the it's right. Not in here. You guys didn't tell me to put it in to accept it into the budget.
Change.
Well, the resolution it was stated as written. I didn't include the monies.
Okay, but then I guess that then as from the someone said that this needs money needs to
well,
be accepted
into the budget.
Well,
I thought this is monies that we had received and that was going to be going in the budget.
No, this I guess we'd have to look at we need a little clarification. Yes, I'm asking point of order. This money, I think, and I don't know if any of the administrators know it, this money is given to the individuals. They get the grant. Does anyone know that? I don't know that. If the money goes to the individuals, it has nothing to do with accepting money into the district. It's their grant that they got to buy whatever they want. If it's given to them to give to the district, then you would have to accept it in.
Well, if we find out, we'll just do it next.
Yeah, but I guess just for clarification purposes, because yes. You did say something about accepting this into the general fund. We did not do that. They only recognized the people. All right, okay. So just... But you did just vote on recognizing this. You did not vote on anything that
we
had to do with
accepting. We voted on the motion or on the thing as stated.
Correct.
Yes. That's okay. What we voted on.
Right. Does that make sense, Ron?
That's a good clarification.
Okay, and then what we will check on, do any principals know that? You didn't need it, but it doesn't matter that you did it. It didn't hurt.
No.
Both these teachers work under Sandra's.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I don't know, but if anybody in the, like, as teachers, anybody know that the grants that you get at the teacher center, do they go to teacher research, do they go to the individuals? Does anybody know that? Okay. Okay. Okay, so then we will go back and look, and if that's true, then we would need to come back at the next meeting to accept that as part of the general budget.
Okay.
Okay, so okay. Do you want to check that then? Business guy?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
That is what the treasurer told me. It was going to the general.
Okay. Then I don't know if you heard what Ron said. Ron said he did talk to the treasurer, and it is going into that. So it will be going into it.
I guess we really should clarify it, I guess.
Yeah, we'll just add it as a regular thing. Do you want to do it now? Can I bring it to the...
We'll have to restate the...
Let's
just bring it forward.
Can I just leave it this way, and we can bring it the work session to accept the money into it? I mean,
definitely.
It should be a problem, right?
Yeah. That's not
okay. So you had that for your notes, and we'll take care of it. Okay, thank you.
Then we're going to flip over to page 5, and on the one we pulled for the substitute non-contractor, and you should have in front of you the correct stipend amounts for 2006-2007. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to adopt the following substitute non-contractual stipends for the athletic site coordinator positions as indicated in your new handout and not on the.
I'll move it.
Second.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Richard. Dr. Spasada, would you have any here too?
Yes. Yeah. What this is now is the stipend means if you are the person that's going to be the site coordinator for baseball, the $50 stipend means you will oversee modified JV and varsity because it all happens at the same time. That's why there's a difference of money. When we put this together, and I gave you some preliminary information, we figured out the dollar amount that was needed for the overall event based on how much time the person would need to be there before and after the event and including the event. That's why there's a difference of dollars. So some that are paying more, like for baseball with modified A, JV, and varsity, is $100 because it has to do with the length of time and all those things that they're looking at.
Can you restate that? For baseball, if it's going to be $100 less, you mean?
Baseball modified B.
Basketball.
Oh, basketball. I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong one. I was reading. Yeah,
baseball.
It's basketball. 50. Baseball right now, the first one, for if you're the person that's the site coordinator, I want to ask you to cover baseball. I'm going to give you $50 for covering it. That's your stipend. While you're covering baseball, you're going to be covering the modified, the JV, and the varsity teams, and you'll get $50. You do it at the same time, kind of however that works.
Yeah.
So the deal is, how does it end up being a different amount of money? It has to do with the overall before and after the event and the hours of the event. Some things go longer than others, like whatever, and somebody else would have to help me with this.
Basketball.
So is this per hour then?
No, it's a stipend for a total dollar amount. The reason why, like, we generated it based on how many hours, but it's an event that if for some reason the event took longer, you're not getting paid any more money. If the event got over quicker, but again, it's an average length of time, you still get paid the stipend. It's for the total event. Like, we give stipends for other things. If the play takes you 5 months to prepare, great. If it takes you 2 months to prepare, fine. But you're getting paid to do the event.
This is per event.
No, I know.
No, this is a stipend total, like for baseball, and that's what's in the parens. Like indoor, let me see, hockey varsity. We only have hockey varsity. It's $75. For gymnastics, which means you're going to be looking at JV and varsity, you get $75. So why do you get more? It's two things for the same amount of money. One's a little shorter, or this, however you want to look at it.
That's what I'm doing. 10 hours.
$100 for all day?
And you've approved people that are willing to do this. That was part of your motion in there. They say it's okay. And what that site coordinator is it's somebody that's officially in charge of the district. And it's for the athletic director when he can't go and we need somebody to officially represent the district, he can appoint a person that was on the sub list that you kind of approved to cover these things. And when they say, well, what am I going to get paid if I do it? That's the amount that you approved. It's not debatable and it's not an hourly rate. So if they want it. I think three people signed up.
So this is only when the athletic coordinator is not available. Right?
Correct.
So
and so
we would be doing it every game. It'd be just when he could.
That is correct. That's not to be used all the time.
Right.
And on this, I think it was on your page 3, you were appointed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people that could be substitute, that they volunteered basically as subs, not volunteered. They said that they would be athletic substitute site coordinators for any of these amounts if they agree to do that when they're asked. So that's what all that meant. And if anybody wanted the detail again of how we figured it out in the hourly, in the before and after, I have the data back up if you want that.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. We'll go to D. Resolved that the Board of Education approves the following transfers, instructional interscholastic athletics to non-instructional interscholastic athletics in the amount of $12,500. And also at the same time, unclassified to bus van interest was a calculation error and caught and corrected. Thank you. Motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Steve. For a second. Richard. Discussion. Yes.
So does the instructional interscholastic athletic, the non-instructional interscholastic athletic, is there a reason for that? That's
yes.
Simple to state.
In the money that's basically set aside for the extracurricular activities as well as athletic is in the teacher's contract, and it's established. So it's in an instructional line. When we post and advertise, there are non-instructional staff members and other persons who apply for those positions. So we cannot budget in the non-instructional line because it doesn't belong to them to begin with. We transfer it as needed. And one of the things we're going to look at for next year's budget, if we have a guesstimate of how much we can put in, we'll kind of tell you that up front, but technically we shouldn't move it in because they don't have that as part of their budget. It really resides in the instructional budget. And so it's to pay people for the second half, right? I mean, now that we're in the next season, we need to pay the non-instructional people, and we have to transfer it out of instructional. So it's going to happen every time. Twice a year, three times a year, whatever, twice? Okay.
Three times.
Fall, winter, spring, right?
Any other questions? Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Are there any specific appointments that are coming up of non-instructional persons that we're anticipating using this for?
I would assume so because, I don't know, do we post and advertise that? Is that all done? Do we
this
make the appointments?
This was probably for the winter sports.
This was, yeah.
This was for what we already
approved. Do you know that business manager person?
I would assume.
I would think so, too.
Because that would about cover the
links. Not specifically to
your apologize for not asking before.
No, it's okay.
It didn't occur to me.
Probably
I don't
where
know
they
the
know
specific
exactly.
time frame, but I know that the money is for people that we know are non-instructional that have the stipend.
And I guess it may be, Kathleen.
I think it's for the winter sports.
Yeah, because we pay people twice, if I remember correctly. You get it like you have to do the season to get paid. So we should be paying these people. We need to transfer the money over. And I think that could be that. But we'll get back to you for sure.
Thank you.
We don't prepay people. That's a good point. We can put it in for next time. Like so if it's like for the fall or the winter or whatever. As a note.
Could we have a roll call, please?
Karen Armstrong?
Yes.
Jane Donahue?
Yes.
Kathleen Grinberg-Funes?
Yes. Yes.
Frank Hay?
Yes.
Leonard King?
Yes.
Stan Kurofsky?
Yes.
Richard Levine?
Yes.
George Palmer?
Yes.
Steve Tremblay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I'm going to move to the back page, which is 6, to additional items to discuss. And the first item is to comply with the Beamontown Teachers Association, Article. Let's see.
Did we do 9 yet?
That went with the.
We're skipping
that? No.
We did it?
Did it with consent agenda.
That was with the consent agenda.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. A committee consisting of at least 9 members, 3 board members appointed by the board president, 3 teachers appointed by the association president, 3 administrators appointed by the superintendent shall meet at least once a semester during the school year to review and discuss school problems and practices, common goals and problems, long-term plan, curriculum, strategic and philosophical philosophy of education. Specific dates of said meetings will be established by mutual agreement. This is in no way to restrict and other means of communication, therefore used or deemed necessary by the board, administration, and association. And tonight I would like to move forward with creating our part of the committee. And before I make the choices, I wanted to get input from the board and discussion going on who you thought might be good consideration to put on this committee. So I'll open it up for dialogue. Yes, sir.
The last sentence of that paragraph would be, this is in no way to restrict any other means of communication.
If
I remember correctly, that's literally from their contract. That's a contract statement from the BTA, page 40.
Well,
that's, you can't change their words. I mean, that's a quote. I mean, it's not a resolution, right? I mean, this is...
No, this is not a resolution. This is just...
put on for discussion purposes.
Put on for discussion purposes.
And I think the intent is to pull... You want to start the committee...
Yes.
...to discuss this, right?
I want to pull the members of the board on... members. I have to make that selection, and I'd like input from board members on who they feel. Yes, Kathy?
Mr. President, may I ask questions about the committee process rather than...
Yes, this is a
appointment
good time
of
to
something,
do that.
Someone personal? Okay. First of all, I wanted to ask about the dates for the clause that says dates for said meetings will be established by mutual agreement. When we tried this before, we were given, I think, a 48-hour window. I'd like to know if there's going to be any parameters set up for reasonable options for dates so that we can make this a success. And the other question is I wanted to know if the other six members of the board that do not attend the committee meetings, how will they be apprised of the conversation? Like, who will take minutes, and how will they be disseminated?
That would come back as a group in a report fashion, just like our past committees. Formal minutes taken and report back to the full board.
Thank you.
Because it is a formal. Yes.
So on that line for procedural things, this is not an open meeting to the public. Then this is a meet closed to the people invited to be there. And if a board member is not one of the three selected, that person is not eligible to go to.
As long as we're not going to. Surpass our requirement of a quorum. If the board feels that you would like to have people moving in and out so that others can, in other words, rather than the same three meeting all the time, have a rotation basis, that's what we're having open for discussion.
You can only have one visitor from the board because if the two would give you a quorum, then you couldn't have that.
I don't think it would be fair to the group if you're putting
the whole board set.
Putting four board members on, or four board members show up and only three of the other groups show up.
But there'd only be three on the committee. I was wondering if the fourth could go and observe, but that's not the intent.
I don't know. That's some ground rules that could be discussed, I'm sure, at the first meeting.
I kind of like the idea of, leaving it open when the meeting occurs, you're going to know what the content is of what's going to be discussed. You know, like we have enough time in advance to know, not the 48 hours that you gave us originally, but say if they're going to give us a couple of weeks' notice, you can poll the board at that time, see who's interested, and then make your decision.
So you want to, instead of having a standing number ahead of time, do it?
Right. You know, see who's available. And, I mean, if you appoint three initially and the meeting occurs and somebody's out of town, all of a sudden you're going to have to hunt that away.
Well, you could still make that person responsible to ask for replacement.
It's twice a year. I know.
You know, we have to appoint three by contract.
Yeah, we have to appoint three, so...
Yeah, because it's only twice a year.
I mean, it's only twice a year, and it should be able to. You're the person that's in that position, then I think it's your responsibility to find somebody to
replace you for that day. Yeah.
Or if you feel that's some, you think there's, like Frank, you may have.
They have to be.
If the person, if the board president's supposed to appoint the person, is it fair for the person who's absent to pick somebody from the board?
That
doesn't. Shouldn't they have to go through the board president to select the?
It's like a board meeting. If you don't go, you don't go.
Would you pick an alternate to have in case somebody
that's
could make it?
Could do that too. Just have an alternate ready to fill in. Or just go with the two unless you have two people that are. But most of the time you're supposed to communicate through the president, so.
Right.
you set something up through that. Yes, Gary.
Excuse me. I believe we're only supposed to speak twice about motions on the floor, even though this isn't a motion. So I'm going to just give you all the rest of my comments. At once. And there are only two more. When we did this before, there was a discussion about where the meeting would be held, and that's not in here. I don't know if it's in the contract. The first time that this was discussed being done, it was asked to be held at the union headquarters, and I remember us discussing that, well, if this is a public meeting, then why can't we hold it at the school? So that's my question. I don't know if it's in the contract where the meetings would be held or if it's mutually agreeable. I think my own opinion is that I thought it should be here. And the second one is, you said, do we have any questions about who should be on the committee? I think that we should consider not appointing someone that has a conflict of interest with any of the unions, because we've had a lot of discussion and public questions about conflict of interest before. And that's just my opinion.
Any other comments?
I agree with Kathleen. I think it should be three board members that really have no ties to.
True.
True.
Okay, and most of those questions we can present when we have our first formal meeting to cut the ground rules, basically, and I think we should meet within the school. I agree. We should not be going outside the school. It's a school-related piece. So we should meet here. So,
is that one question? This wouldn't be an open meeting, though, would it?
No, it would not be an advertised meeting. It's an open meeting.
Do you know that?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question for Joe to research, I guess, for us, which he may be already doing. Would this be an open meeting?
It says it's a committee.
Generally, it's a board advisory committee, which doesn't consist exclusively of board members, which this would not, which is created to revise and make recommendations to the board.
Okay. That's what I came up with, too.
Three boards, three administrators, and three unions.
Is there anybody that has any other comments? We'll initiate this to start the process. I guess I have to, I don't know if I want to do it tonight, but if anybody has anything additional that wants to call me, I'll come up with three people that I feel will work out and ask those people first to nominate you. So I'll talk to people individually. And then I'll announce that to the rest of the group if that's acceptable to the board. I don't want to just say, you know, would you be on it? Give it some thought. I'll call people and try to come up with some people. Do you want to appoint an alternate ahead of time? Should I be looking at an alternate ahead of time?
Can we do that? Can we do that with the contract?
Yeah. Because we have to
have we just have to have three members there. Okay. Is that something the board would like to see as to fill in for the question of that Frank had about being away?
Would it be possible to get a rough idea of when the meetings are going to be? Or is that
well, we'll probably only end up with one this year.
But I mean, if it's going to be...
Everything else is going to be negotiable. What, all this other stuff, there's no...
Tuesday morning or... Friday afternoon.
It's going to have to be afternoons.
No.
I'm sure nobody's going to be able to do that.
I guess I'm in violation of our agreement.
That's
by
okay.
asking the last question. Can you tell me what prompted, or tell us what prompted bringing the committee together? Was it our decision or board members that called that wanted it called, or was it one of the unions that asked to have it convened? As I remember, the contract says something about
We discussed this first of the year.
Yeah.
When we started that, you know, it was brought up, and we discussed it. Other board members have said, you know, basically we should have. I did consult Dr. Spizzato about the contract language, and so I thought we should be moving forward as a chance to sit down and maybe start this.
That would be great.
I know it happened before I started on the board. Mm-hmm. I think it stopped the year I started, but sometime in there. But I think it's a good idea for it.
Very positive.
That's the process.
Yes.
Okay. Any other additional items to discuss?
Yeah, I just have a question.
Yes.
I have a question for the superintendent. I'm not looking for an answer tonight, maybe at the work session. A few months ago, I think, or maybe back toward when school started, we had the kind of check to see if the phys ed teachers were writing a curriculum for the climbing wall. I just wanted to know if there's any progress made on that, or if we ever found out if there was a curriculum already in place for something like that. I think we're going to look into that. And I know last year at budget time we had $80,000 that was originally going to be earmarked for the climbing wall that we ended up changing the name because we weren't sure about the curriculum, and we put it into, I think, just projects.
Yep.
Has that money been spent, or is it still there for maybe? I know it was leaning toward the climbing wall. That's what we were going to spend the money on when the curriculum was written. But you could maybe just tell us where we are with that.
Yep, no problem. If Mr. Cook was here, because he's not, he's in.
I think he went back to the
wrestling right now. Yeah. I could answer that, but I know they've been working on it. But I'll give you an update. And as part of the budget process, we plan on giving you our current state of instruction, because you also need to approve the curriculum as well as the rest of the books that you've never approved, because you need to be on an evaluation cycle.
Okay.
So as part of our budget process, we're going to give you all of that information so you know if it is or it isn't. And the subject area specialists will be here to help with that.
Okay.
But we can get you the update in,
in
a week or two, if that's okay.
Where they
yeah.
are.
So I'll put this as part of an update. And we'll do the formal later.
He answered my question. I wanted to know whether or not we were still... Or we're going to be apprised of the curriculum cycle before budget, so you answered my question.
Yeah, that's our goal. It's taken longer to identify what we currently have in place than we anticipated. Okay. Actually, it's taken us 3 years.
I know.
But it's almost done. We think we have it, and I don't want to say when we're going to bring it, but it's soon.
Yes, Frank.
I'd like to make this is discussion, right? Anything?
Yes, this is. Yeah.
I went to the play Friday night. The senior is our first musical. I'd like to commend the drama department. It was a really nice job. I don't know if any of the board members have been in the auditorium since it's been refinished, but it's really. I'd like to commend Dr. Pizzato for getting it off the ground and getting it done. It is really nice, and it's just a really nice addition to this school.
And, yeah, it's really nice.
It was a good,
thank
very
you.
Entertaining play.
Yes.
In December, I requested information on the capital project, and I just wondered where we were on that.
I defer to the business manager, who's taking notes as the clerk a second. And you can decide how much you want to answer, because I don't know where you are with it.
Didn't I reply to your questions on the capital project? Is that what you're referring to, or are you referring to something separately?
The capital project question?
Yeah, I replied to those.
Okay. Did you email me?
I did.
Okay. I will check.
Remember, we thought we had emailed you, and then we didn't, and then we did.
Good.
I will double check, too. I will have a copy of it.
Okay. Thank you. I was out of town for a couple weeks,
yes,
and I'm behind.
Yes.
When are we going to work on the policies? Because we're not only that one policy I just talked about that we need to have for the cafeteria, but there's also the policy for the special education, for the timeout room that we need to do too. because we don't have one, and it was said. And so there's policies we really need to work on. I mean, there's two right there. I forget what else, too. We haven't worked on policies, and I don't know how long.
What two are those, Jane?
The one on for the timeout room for the special ed, the policy for the cafeteria right now that Roxy was talking about. There might even be something else too. For some reason, I'm thinking that we needed to do. Oh, there was one when we were going over that we didn't have one on when she came up from school boards, and we didn't have a policy on the bomb threats. I knew there was something.
Don't they have a generic one for those we can work on?
But we still have to approve them. Yeah. We haven't approved any.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Micheline, you have something done roughly for the timeout room, correct? Okay. So I guess we have that information to share with the board when the board wants to pull the committee or however you want to do this, that we can give you the drafts, but you really need to tell us the direction.
Right.
But right now I think Jane's point is that the timeout room is a legal issue. If you have a timeout room, you should have a policy that goes along with it. And we're looking again, if we don't want to get parents mad at us about the cafeteria, so if we're going to stop giving back change, we want to make sure that's going to be okay. But we can't do anything until the board passes it officially as a policy.
Right, so we need to get working on some of these things.
And the bomb threat is the other issue.
And the bomb threat was because that had happened someplace else.
We were just going to add that, Jane, into the bomb threat one. It was just going to be added language to that one policy. Do you remember?
No. We were going to take it maybe from someplace, but we didn't have one at all.
I realize that. But weren't we just going to add in bomb threats to that one piece that we already had?
But we can go back and research that.
Okay. I thought we had put that together already. We just haven't brought it forward.
What we said, we'll double check, is if you don't have if you're supposed to have an official bomb threat policy and you don't, is the recommendation, I think that's what Jane is saying, put in something now, even if it's not 100% where you want it, but then you're in compliance. And that's what we're looking a little bit about the timeout room.
I thought that's what we did, but
we'll research that. Yeah, because if we took care of the timeout room, like Stan's saying, then you're good, but we'll double check that one.
I thought we did.
We'll check, Jane.
No.
We'll check.
We didn't do that. We talked about it. We didn't do it.
Okay. Good point. Any other additional items that board members would like to bring forward at this time? Under 11, we'll open it up for public comment or additional public comment. Not seeing any, we are going to be moving next into executive session under personal history. Okay. Persons or persons?
So moved.
I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
We're just discussing the one.
Stan, they shouldn't take very long, right? Because my daughter's supposed to be coming. I just want to go see if she's out there. I'll take her home. Because she just got back.
We'll take her back.
Yeah, oh, no, we don't want Roxanne. Because if you have questions, Roxanne has to ask you. That's it. I mean, I'll be here with her, but I asked her if she would be okay with that. She said yes.
That's fine. If you need, go ahead.
I want to see if she's out there.
It's going to take a few minutes.
Yeah, it's
right
back.
Yeah, I should be. I'm just going to thank you. 5.